The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of December, 1972, in Ahmedabad, India.
Krishna's forbidding Arjuna not to speak this Bhagavad Gita to a person who is not very much advanced in austerity and penance. The verse is on the 18th chapter, verse number 67. In which Krishna says to Arjuna, idam te na atapastraya na abhaktaya kadachana na cha asusutave bachyam na cha manaja abhasuya. Krishna said, this confidential knowledge may not be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, not to one who is envious of. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He knows very well that there will be so many rascals who are envious of. Actually, everyone is trying. Because Bhagavad Gita is very popular book of profound knowledge, everyone is trying to prove his own theory through the medium of Bhagavad Gita, excluding Krishna. This is going on. They want to kill Krishna, demonic. Anyone who is trying to kill Krishna is a demon. So, to warn the devotees from these demons, this sloka was spoken by Krishna Himself. Atapastaya. Actually, one who is sinful, who is not undergoing the method of austerities, penance, what he will understand about Bhagavad Gita? It is not a table talk. People are taking it as a table talk by so-called scholarship. That is not possible. Just like it is said that unless one is a Brahmana, qualified Brahmana, he should not touch the Vedas. That means what he will understand? Unless one has attained the Brahminical qualification, truthfulness, cleanliness, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, simplicity, tolerance, full of Vedic knowledge, practically application in life, and full faith in the Vedas. These are the Brahminical qualities. So unless one has attained the Brahminical qualification, what we'll understand the Vedas. It is not that Mr. Max Muller translates Veda. This is all nonsense. What Max Muller we understand, Bhagavad Veda. These are not the subject matter of advancing ABC. No. These are transcendental subject matter. Top Om Tat. See, unless one is advanced, everything, just like in our ordinary life also, unless one has graduated, he cannot enter into the law college. So it is not permission. The law college is open for everyone. But he must be properly qualified to get entrance. Similarly, one must be properly qualified to enter into the transcendental subject matter. Everyone and anyone cannot. The Shudras, those who are in Shudra qualification, how they can understand Vedas? It is not possible. Therefore, Krishna knows that mostly they are persons contaminated. Therefore, he says, Idam te na atapaskaya. Those who are too much contaminated with the material qualities, three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So, generally people are contaminated with tamagun and rajagun. Hardly, at this present moment, hardly we shall find out one is qualified with the satagun, brahminical qualification. Shastra says, kalau sudra sambhava. In this age, Kali Yuga, mostly all of them are sudras. No brahmana, no kshatriya, no vaishya, according to qualification. You can, by force, it as I am brahmin, because I am son of a brahmin, I am brahmin. That you can do, but that is not the qualification. If somebody says, my father is high court judge, therefore I am high court judge. Is that very nice proposal? Huh? One must attain the qualification of high court judge, even though he is a son of a high court judge. So, these things are mentioned in the Shastras, but we are defined. Narad Muni says, not ordinary authority, jasahi jat lokhanamshad varnadi vanjakam. Jadi annatrapi disheta tattenaiva vinirdishet. The purpose is that there are symptoms, characteristics of brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. That is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Satta, sama, dama, titikha. Satta, saucham, sama, dama, titikha, arjava. Jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhava. Similarly, for kshatriya, there are seven qualifications. Similarly, for the vaishya, three qualifications. Kṛṣi gauraksha vānijyam vaiśya karma svāvaya. And for the śūdra, only one. Puricharjātmakam kājyam śūdra karma svāvaya. So, this is śāstras. This is the injunction of the Vedic literature. And Nārad Muni says, jasahi jat lakhanas, the symptoms, the characteristics, varna-abhivanjakam, to indicate or to decide in which varna, whether this person belongs to brahmana varna or kshatriya varna or sudra varna, like that. So there are symptoms. So Narad Muni says, if these symptoms are found elsewhere, jadi annatra api drishyeta. Suppose a sudra or a vaishya, but he has got the qualification, symptoms of a brahman. So he should be accepted as brahman, not as sudra, as vaishya. Similarly, a person born in brahmin family, if he has got the symptoms of a sudra, he should be accepted as sudra. This is the injunction in the shastras. And Siddhar Swami, he says that simply taking birth in some particular family, Brahmin family or Kshatriya family, one does not become so. It is the qualification. That is it. So, Bhagavad Gita also, it is Vedic literature, spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Veda, apaurusha. Veda means the knowledge given by God, Krishna. First, the knowledge was given to Brahma. Tene Brahma Rida Aditamaye. Brahma received the knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vedic knowledge. Therefore, it is called apaurusha. It is not Veda does not mean it is written by some ordinary man, as we write some books. No. It is not like that. Operation. Coming direct. So similarly, the Bhagavad Gita is also coming directly from Krishna. Therefore it is Vedas. Vedanta Vid, Vedanta Kritcha Aham. Krishna said in the 15th chapter that Sarvasya Chaham Ridishan Nivishta Matta Smiti Jnanam Apuhanam Vedashta Sarvai Aham Eva Vedam Vedanta Krit Vedanta Vidcha Aham. He is actually the Vedanta compiler of Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra. The most important philosophical thesis, not thesis, but actually. So, Krishna knows what is Vedanta. And what he says, that is Vedanta. Veda, Veda means knowledge. Anta, Anta means the last word. So what is the last word of Vedanta? Last word is to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Veda is the sarvai. Not only Vedanta Sutra, but also all the Vedas. Sam, Joju, Atharvari. The ultimate objective is Krishna, to know Krishna. Vedaisya sarvai aham eva vidam, Krishna says. So, Bhagavad Gita is also Vedanta, because the Supreme Person who spoke Vedanta, and bears the incarnation of Narayana. So Narayana and Krishna are the same, identical. So therefore, incarnation of Narayana, Vyasadeva wrote Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, Krishna knows what is Vedanta. And if we accept Krishna as he is saying, then we become actually Vedanti, not artificially. So here, Krishna says that Inante na akapaskaya, na avaktaya, avakta. Rascal will not understand where is Bhagavad Gita. Na avakta. In the beginning also, Krishna, before speaking Bhagavad Gita, he selected Arjuna because he said, bhaktosi priyosi me rahasyam gita uttamam. The mystery of Bhagavad Gita is very transcendental subject matter. Therefore, I shall speak to you. Why? Who has selected me? I am not a Vedanti, I am not a sannyasi, I am ordinary grihastha, and that also I am a soldier, fighting man. So why you are selecting me? Bhaktosi. Because you are my devotee. Nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita unless he is a devotee of Krishna. It is not a rascal then. Can you speculate some interpretation, speculation? No, these things are not allowed. Strictly. Therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. This is the significance. And people are appreciating. Macmillan Company, our publisher, they printed 50,000 copies of this book in August. And it was finished by October. Not in this country, of course, in Europe and America. We have got very good demand for our books, all these books. We are selling 25,000 to 30,000 rupees worth books daily, all over the world. So, Krishna won. Yes, the gentleman, he is not present here, who wrote in this letter. So, it is the warning, because ordinary men, see, they will simply spoil. They do not know what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. The simple thing Bhagavad Gita is that the God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is the origin of everything, and we are also part and parcel of God, and our business is to serve God. That's all. Where is it difficult to understand? Just like this finger is the part and parcel of my body. The business of finger is to carry out my order. I ask the finger, please come here. Yes, yeah, I'm ready. I come here. Yes, I'm ready. Similarly, we should be like that. Always ready to carry out the order of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Just like Arjuna did. Arjuna, in the beginning, he denied to carry out the order of Krishna. Krishna wanted to fight. He said, no, Krishna, I cannot fight. I cannot kill my kinsmen, the other side, my brother, my nephews, my grandfather. No, I stop. Then Krishna explained the actual position and he asked him, yeah, now what is your decision? You can do whatever you like, I have explained everything. So he said, yes, Tarishtheva Chanangta. This is Krishna consciousness. One must be ready to do anything for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Not that according to my whims I shall decide. No, this is position. We must be ready because we are part and parcel of Krishna, just like my hand is moving because I want to move it. Similarly, we are all living entities, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, our duty is simply to move according to the will of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this philosophy cannot be understood by ordinary person. Therefore, he said, no atapaskaya tapasya. This life is meant for tapasya, not to lead a life like hogs and dogs. That is not human life. That is hogs and dogs life. That is the statement of Rishabhdev. Nāyāṁ deha deha bhājāṁ miloke kastāṁ kāmāṁ arhati virbhujāṁdi tapo dibbaṁ putrakā jena suddheta satyā jasmād brahma sokham manantam. We are all hankering after happiness. But you do not know how to get happiness. And that is advised by Rishabhdev, father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. This planet, not this country. Bharatvarsha. Formerly it was known as Ilavati Varsha. So after the reign of Maharaj Bharat, Emperor Bharat, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. So because we have lost our culture, now we are now a small piece of land, just like Pakistan. We could not maintain our culture. Formerly the kings were maintaining the culture and controlling the whole world. So it is warning that those who are undergone austerities, as Rishabhdev said, that this human form of body, everyone has got a material body. The cats and dogs and hogs and trees and everyone has got. But ayana deha, niloki, especially in the human society, it is not meant for gratifying the senses, working very hard whole day and night, like the hogs. The very example is given, hogs. Birbhujan. Birbhujan means hogs, the stool eater. The stool eater, you'll find, the stool eater is whole day and night searching after stool. Where is stool? Where is stool? At night also you'll find engaged, day also engaged. These are the examples by nature. What for? What is the business? Like eating stool. And then as soon as you get some strength, then sex. Never mind, mother, sister or anything. This is hog civilization. You eat whatever you like, no discrimination, even up to stool. And then have sexual intercourse. So, this is the warning of Rishabhdev. That is, human life is not meant for this purpose, like hogs and dogs. Then what is it? Suppose that is the sentence here also. No tapaskar. One who has not undergone austerities and penances according to the Vedic system, what he can understand Bhagavad Gita and the Vedas? Therefore he has born. And what is the result of tapasya? To become bhakta, devotee. Bhavanam janmanam anti jnanavan mahankrupadda. One who has actually undergone austerities, penances, then the result will be that he will surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is bhakta. So after tapasya, one becomes bhakta. And as soon as one becomes bhakta, he enjoys life. He enjoys life. Natural state. That is mukti. Hitya annatha rupam. Mukti hitva annatha rupam. Annatha rupam means defying the authority of God. That is annatha rupam. Because we are a part and parcel of God. Therefore our business is to abide by the orders of God. But as soon as you defy God, that is annatha rupam. So, mukti means hitta annatha rupam. That is mukti. Mukti means hitta annatha rupam. Giving up this nonsense practice, defying God. Annatha rupam. Sarupena avasthiti. To be situated in his own constitutional position. What is the constitutional position? The constitutional position is to serve, just like part and parcel of my body, this finger, is to serve the God. This is constitutional position. If the finger denies, no, I am God, why shall I serve you? That is annatharu. So mukti means to give up annatharu. And that is the demand of Krishna. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. You have manufactured so many rascaldom in the name of religion. Give up all this nonsense. Simply surrender. This is one. But Krishna knows that I say to the rascal, surrender unto me, he will take otherwise. A big scholar says, oh, this is too much. Sophist. Krishna is demanding, simply surrender unto me. And the commentator is remarking, oh, this is too much. Therefore he is warning, don't talk this thing, this surrender unto me, or surrender to Krishna, to be rascals and nonsense. They will not accept it. Therefore he has warned. But if you say, why you are preaching, we are taking the risk. We know that ordinary person, they will not understand. But it has become our duty, because you are servant of Krishna. The servant of Krishna, we are going from country to country, from door to door, and flattering them, falling down on their lotus feet, just like Prabhupada Saraswati said, Dante nidhaya tinakam padayo nipatya. He was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya and Krishna are the same. So he said, I have taken a grass on my mouth. That is a Indian system, you know, to accept a grass. That means to become very humble. Dante nidhaya tinakam padayo nipatya. And falling down on your feet. Kāpuṣatam kṛtyācahaṁ brahmini. I am flattering him 100 times. I am just appealing to you one thing. What is that? Hey Sādhava, you are a very great man. You are a very pious man. But I request you, give up everything. Whatever you nonsense you have learned, please give up. Then what I have to do? Chaitanya charana charane kuruta anura. Just become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. and becoming Lord Chaitanya, devotee of Lord Chaitanya, what is the business? Lord Chaitanya says, Amar Ajnay Guru Haiya Tarohei Desh, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Because on my order, you become a Guru. And what is the business of Guru? The Guru's business is, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. You simply spread what Krishna has said, or what is said about Krishna. Krishna Upadesh. Upadesh means instruction. The instruction which is given by Krishna, or the instruction given about Krishna, that is called Krishna Upadesh, Krishna Katha. So Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Upadesh, directly Krishna giving the instruction. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the instruction about Krishna. So, this is our business. We have become Guru, spiritual master, not with a false position that I have become God. No, we are servant, simply servant, ordinary servant. Just like post peon, not very high salaried servant. Ordinary, third class servant. What is our business? To deliver the letter, that's all. Here is your letter, sir. So, to become spiritual master is not very difficult. Any ordinary man can become, provided he becomes a pure servant, delivering the letter. Here is Krishna's message, sir. You surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, surrender unto me. Who is spiritual master? He said, surrender to Krishna. What is my duty? I am not to manufacture things by high meditation and tapasya. This is tapasya. Simply to become a faithful servant of Krishna. That's all. So what is the difficulty? This is tapasya. That I shall not speak anything beyond what Krishna has spoken. This is tapasya. But if I want to adulterate, oh, I am bigger than Krishna, I am greater than Krishna, I am Krishna, then you spoil the whole thing. That's all. Therefore it is word. Hidante na tapasvaya, na bhaktaya kadachan, never speak to rascals. Na cha susu sube, one who is not, here is another opportunity. One is eager to hear. So we are speaking to persons who are at least eager to hear. Sushusube. Bhaksam nasamanja abhasuyati. Abhasuyati, one who is envious. So this is right warning. But still, our Krishna consciousness movement is to create the situation so that people may kindly hear about Krishna. That is our business. Although it is one, then if we discriminate in that way, that here is a person, he has not undergone any austerities, he is not a devotee, he is not prepared to hear, then where we shall find our customer? The whole world is like that. Thak was the gaujo. A gentleman tried to find out who is the thief in this village, and after scrutinizing, he saw everyone is thief. So what to discriminate? So world is so situated now, no tapasya. Just like that. We are simply asking people, requesting people, kindly give up these four principles. What is that? Illicit sex, and meat eating, and intoxication, and gambling. Oh, it is very difficult. People find it very difficult. Even a person like Lord Jetland, he was proposed that he inquired, one of my godbrothers went to London and he was talking with Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland. So Marquis of Jetland inquired, "Well, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahmana?" "Yes, we can make you Brahmana." "How?" "Now, you just give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gun." "Oh, it is impossible. This is our life. This is our life. To have boyfriend and girlfriend and drinking and meat eating and gambling. If we give up all this, where is our life? That we require tapasya. This is tapasya. Hearing only four simple things. And if you ask anybody, give up drinking tea, he will find a thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. Oh, what you are speaking? I said, if you give up tea drinking, at least you are a sannyasi. No, I have to drink tea in the morning, at least so big cup. And then smoking ganja. And I become God. This is going on. This is going on. Therefore it is what? Don't talk this, the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, to the rascals, who has no austerities, who has no devotion, who is not prepared to hear. But the servant of Krishna, they take all of this, for Krishna's sake. Just like Ramanujacharya. Sri Ramanujacharya, his spiritual master said, "My dear son, the mantra which I am giving, you shall silently chant and you will be delivered. It is so powerful. Don't chant this mantra loudly so that others can hear." So Ramanujacharya thought, this mantra is so powerful that if others hear, they will also be delivered. So why not? He immediately went to the market and began to chant the mantra. So his spiritual master became very angry that I told you not to chant loudly so that others may not hear. So he said, "My Lord, see, I have done offense unto you. That's all right. For this I am prepared to go to hell. But if this mantra is so powerful, I must speak to everyone." So that is our proposal. Although you are warned not to speak to the rascals, but still you are flattering, "My dear sir, please hear, please hear, please hear. Please give up this habit. Please do it." So, to turn one man to Krishna consciousness, we have to shed 100 tons of blood. So, therefore it is what? We are not easy going. That not to preach. We are taking the risk to preach. And it is becoming successful. People will take it. So, although Krishna warns, don't speak to these classes of men. We take the risk. Because our philosophy is, that is not my philosophy, that is Vaishnava philosophy. The others may go, they may be delivered. Prahlad Maharaj said that, "My dear Lord, for my personal self, I do not bother. I have no problem. I am simply thinking of these fools. Maya sukhayo bharamo bahato bimura. Simply for maya sukh, temporary happiness, they are working so hard, like dogs and hogs. I am simply concerned for that. For me, I am no concern. I can chant your holy name anywhere." So this warning of Krishna is all right, but a pure devotee, in spite of warning of Krishna, they approach the apapaskaya, avaktaya, and flatter them, "Please take to Krishna consciousness." That we should do. Krishna will be pleased. That is expressed in the next verse. Jailam paramam bhuriyam madhaktesho vidasutu bhakti mai parakritya mameva vaishasi asamsara. And next verse he said, Natadasmat manasyesu kaschit me priyapittam. Anyone who tries to praise this Bhagavad Gita philosophy, nobody is dearer than him to me. So we, our business is to become little, recognized by Krishna. So we shall go on preaching like this at all least. Thank you very much.
Finding of the psychology says that when child grows and become a man, his ego also develops and it also develops. Now if we dissolve the ego, then its personality and entity also dissolve. And how we can live, or how we can develop, or how we can progress. Because the whole progress is with the progress of ego.
First thing is that ego, if you are qualified with false ego, that ego development is dangerous for you. Suppose you are falsely thinking that you are king. Although you are a servant, you are thinking, I am king. This is false ego. And if you increase this false ego, then what is the benefit? You are misled. Is it not? The personal falsely, he should be personal. You should be egoistic in right way. As your position is, if you falsely think that I am this, then what is the use of such increasing that ego? It is psychologically wrong. Just like madman, he is thinking, I am the king of this umbrella. And if he increases that ego, what benefit he will get? Just like the madman does also. He falls down on the street, I am the king. So, this kind of false ego increasing is simply suicidal. If it is right ego, therefore the Veda says that you are not this body, you are spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, that is right ego. And if I am thinking I am this body, then that kind of increasing the ego is dangerous. That is actual. The Americans are now, we are the greatest nation. The Indians are thinking, Pakistanis think, there is fight. You increase your ego, I increase my ego, then we fight. What is the benefit of this ego? But if every one of us think that I am servant of Krishna, increase that, then there will be happiness. Everyone is thinking I am a competitor of Krishna. Why Krishna shall become God? I am God. That kind of ego is cause of fall down. It will never become any happy situation.
When studying the piece of Gita, he said that we serve the people, politicians, economic, education, the schools, in whatever area, everywhere. He said, and we repeat also, those who are just like Brahmin today, that we shall have to live in the world. And
do you think the politicians follow Ishava Sridhar Karma? When you cite Ishavasya and at the same time politicians and leaders, do you think the leaders and the politicians follow Ishavasya Sridhar Karma?
So I think poor people we can serve, not by bhajan, simply by, you see, bhajan we can serve. And sincerely and really for the whole life, we people do like this. Now, how to understand that God is there in us, nature everywhere pervaded, and we serve the whole world in our capacity. Then how can we...
Just like I say that there is butter in the milk, and I give you one mound of milk, find out the butter. So you have to churn it. Similarly, God is everywhere, that's a fact. Just like a tree. The tree is everywhere, in the leaf, in the twig. But if you have to find out where is the actual tree, it is the root. If you water the root, then the whole tree is nourished. And if you simply water all the leaves, the whole day will be spoiled, and the tree will be spoiled. That is going on. You do not know what is the root. Foolishly you are watering the leaves. What are the benefits? The tree will die and your energy will spoil. You find out the root. The root is Krishna. Sarvasya chaham vidhi. Aham sarvasya prabhava. So as soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, just like in this old day, we are traveling all over the world to do benefit to the people, because we are hankering that people should become Krishna conscious. Don't you think that you are serving the people everywhere? We are not sitting idle. So anyone who will be really Krishna conscious, he will not be idle, he will serve the whole human society, everywhere. Not only human society, the animal society, everyone. A Krishna conscious person will not allow an ant to be killed. But the so-called humanitarian, they are sending 10,000 cows daily to the slaughter house. What is the benefit? They do not know what is beneficial work, what is humanitarian work. But a Krishna conscious person will think, oh, why these animals should be sent to the slaughter house? That is the difference. You be Krishna conscious, then everything will be automatically done. That is what. Krishna said, sarva-yonishu kaunteya asambhavanti mukta. If you are Krishna conscious, then you will see that every living entity, not only human society, but the animal society, the bird society, tree society, the aquatic society, all living entities, they are all sons of Krishna. Why should I kill a fish, or a cow, or a goat? He is also son of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And you are doing humanitarian work, and sending so many animals, thousands of animals to this slaughterhouse. What is this? What these poor animals have done? Because you are not Krishna consciousness, you are discriminating in this way. That the human society should be given protection, the animal society should be slaughtered. Is that very good? Is that good consciousness? That's like the Christian people say that the animals have no soul because they want to eat. Christ says, thou shalt not kill. They interpret in a different way. So you can make your own mental concoction. But if you require to be right person, you have to take direction from the authorities. That is required. Without being Krishna conscious, anyone who wants to serve, he serves himself only. You see? These leaders, they, of course, they give that we are going to serve the country. Actually, if we study scrutinizing, he's serving himself only. That's it.